Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets
good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Hour number three already. All right, it's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Corpus Christi. Check in with Captain Cliff Webb this morning. Hey, Cliff, what's up, man?
Hey, Mickey. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not a lot, brother.
No, just licking my wounds from the week. Just kind of dragging a little bit today.
Yeah.
Man, just
you had
old.
A busy week?
Oh, I've just been trying to, you know, just get everything done this week. I just had a couple of trips this week on fly rod fishermen. They're big time trout on the fly, and we couldn't get out to the wind the 2 days I had them booked, you know. So early in the week, we had that cold front. So I thought, I'll go ahead and put some pigs and some deer in the freezer for Belleville. And man, it just didn't happen. We didn't see nothing to shoot on Monday and Tuesday. So kind of wasted my two cool days there. So I don't know if it's ever going to get cold again. So I don't know when I'm going to shoot something.
Well,
so.
You sent me a couple of deer pics. Who was that young man?
Yeah, that was awesome, man. That was Garrett O'Brien, Barry's son, you know. And Garrett is a fine young man. I've hunted with him every year for several years, and he's worked his way up to that deer. That's what's so cool about it. You know, he's filled up feeders, and I mean, he's busted his butt. And every year his dad lets him kill a cull, you know, kind of worked up to a real deer. And So he tells Garrett that he's got a nice call on this blind he wants to shoot. And so they sit in that blind seven times and didn't see that deer. And Garrett's going, man, it must be a nice, you know, dad really wants that call killed bad. He's making me sit here so much, you know. Then I guess it was Friday afternoon. They're sitting in the blind, and that big buck comes out, and it's right at dark. And Barry goes, well, there's your deer. There's your call. And Garrett put the scope on and goes, dad, that ain't no call. It was a 186. A 186.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that a monster?
And, it is.
It was like 200. Yeah, 280.
That big, man.
It's a good monster. That's 17-inch tines. You know, when you start talking 17-inch tines, you're talking.
Well, and plus numbers. That the G2s are split. You get
so
two measurements out of that. Well, that there. One, you got three off of it.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, Garrett made a great shot. I think 260, 280, right at dark, you know, and they hit the deer and just left it. They said, let's go get the rest of the family, pick them up. And they went back. And of course, the deer is only 100 yards away and just a monster deer. So it really surprised Garrett. And he's a fine young man, good football player. Just, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he deserved it. He worked his way up to that deer. There's no telling how many thousands of pounds of protein and feeder that boy put in the feeders working his way up over the years for that deer. So, and it's a,
well, they
so
appreciate
cool
it more. Did. You yeah. see a lot of these kids, they jump out first deer hunt of their life and shoot a 180 or whatever. I mean, it's not the same anymore for them.
Oh, man, he worked his way up from does to spikes to culls and, you know, just worked his way up. And he's just a great student, great young man. So his dad's rewarding him for the outdoors. You know, what a way to do that, too. I mean, you know,
how
you keep him interested in the outdoors, you keep him away from other things. You know, it's just a smart, smart way.
Exactly.
But that picture on that birthday cake, I'll tell you about that story.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
So that's the funniest thing that ever happened. So Barry has James is his head project manager. You know, Barry's got hundreds of employees, and this is the guy that's way up, James. And he's just a super good guy. They hunt together. They work together, you know, all business. But when it's time to play, they also play together. They're good friends. And they're always playing jokes on each other, you know, and stuff. And yesterday was Barry's birthday. And so during the summer, I took James and his two grandsons and his son-in-law fishing on topwater. And James caught a trout over 30 inches. I mean, an absolute pig on a skitter walk. And so got that fish in, released it, you know, and all that stuff. Then, of course, for Barry's birthday, James put that picture of his fish on Barry's birthday
cake. Yeah, that's James in the picture on the birthday cake. How did they do that? That's pretty cool.
I don't know, but that's some cool stuff, isn't it? That big old picture. But, you know, that was good stuff. Just kind of a lot of fun. They have a lot of fun together. So, anyway, that was a really cool deal. I forgot how big that trout was. But that was the way he caught that trout, too. So he's in the back of the boat, and the son-in-law and the grandkids are throwing topwaters up against the edge, and they're catching a lot of good trout, you know. And then when I heard that fish blow up on that skitter walk, I knew exactly what it was. I told everybody, I said, really? And that fish was barely hooked, and we snapped onto him and got a picture and released him. But that was a true over 30-inch trout. That's just a rare bird right there.
Yeah, that's a fish of a lifetime there, buddy. That's like killing a buck deer.
Yeah,
really
it is. You know, So anyway, he's got that. But all week, Mickey, the surf water's up to 73, 74. And, man, yesterday I saw two giant sharks pull in right next to the surfers. It was incredible how big these sharks were. So we're surfing Packer, you know, and I've been a surf bum all week. This is so pretty. And a guy's got a big red balloon. He ties it on his line, and he throws it right on the end of the jetty, kind of right past the surfers. And the current's going out. It's kind of drifting. All of a sudden, that balloon goes under. I don't know how big this shark was. I don't know how big black tips get, but this is the top of black. I don't know how big they get, but it's 6 or 7 foot long. I guess they get 200 pounds.
That's a good one.
And then he does it again. He pulls that one up in the middle of the beach, lets it go. Then about 45 minutes later, he catches another one, a big bull shark. You know, so we're going, I can't believe these sharks are still that thick in the surf, Mickey. That's nuts.
Yeah. Well,
you know, hard heads in the surf, hard heads in the bay. Nuts.
It's a little unusual.
Yeah, it is. It's and seeing
well,
all
I've been
stuff.
Seeing people wading down south. They're back out of their waders again. It's too hot to wear waders, man.
Yeah, it's up to 78, 77 degrees.
Yeah, but in the outside temperature, Blaine's been hitting 100-degree days at his ranch.
Yeah, we tried to go to. I tried to hunt Alice again, you know, hunt during the week. And I said, David, I was going to hunt yesterday. I said, it's just too hot to shoot anything, Mickey.
It
just
is.
It takes the sting out of the hunt.
It really
Who
does.
Wants to shoot something and have to rush it and get it in the cooler before it spoils? You know, it doesn't.
That ain't no
you know,
joke.
All of, yeah, I'm kind of about the sitting around a campfire and getting cold and, you know, enjoying the cutting up the meat slow. And I don't want to have to rush, and especially a hog. Try to kill a hog in this kind of heat. It's not going to happen. It's just too dang hot. But anyway, so eventually I hope we get some cold weather because we sure need it. We our fish is fantastic. It's just everything's still spread out in a summer pattern. Our flounder are crazy how many flounder we're catching. They're all in the flats. I saw them catch two saddle blankets off the rocks yesterday on mullet. They're still catching reds and flounder off the rocks. So the flounder is we need about two or three big cold fronts to push them in the channels.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. But,
yeah, we're back up in the 70s on our water temperature. You know, after that last front, we got down to like 58 and a half, 59.
Yeah, yeah, that was something. Gosh.
That was a good little front. Didn't last.
Well, I don't know. I think we may have a warm Thanksgiving. Who knows? But, you know, you look at the records every year, and it's by this time we've usually had a couple of cool fronts. We got the fish pushed in the channels and on the
walls.
Well,
all my good buddies and fishing buddies and all that, they're leaving tomorrow to come down there. They're going to stay till Thursday. They're going to fish 3 or 4 days.
Well, next week's going to be really good with the moon phase and everything. Next week's going to be smoking
That's
hot.
Why they picked this date in particular.
You look at the moon phase and all that.
They wanted me to come, but I couldn't make the trip. I got too much going on, and I hate it. I can't make it, man.
No, they stay in the back of the bay or the front, you know?
They're staying in the back. They're going to be at Rivera.
That's a good with this the type of weather we have. You've got that south shoreline. You know where I'm at. I got to cross the bay to get to the south shoreline. A lot of running across that. You know, so at least they're in the back. But I got some trips next week. Hopefully they'll pan out and we'll get out there. But it's just nuts. I just been doing all the doctor stuff this week, getting everything done, trying to get it all done at one time. You know, so
I know.
Trying to get the shoulder replaced and trying to find a doctor to do that. But there's so many choices. I got one of my clients, Don Saddlewhite, he had his whole shoulder replaced. Of course, I think he's in his 30s, but he wasn't out very long. I was impressed. Then I had the old golfer, Phil Blackmore, pull up in my yard the other day, and he had his shoulder replaced, and he was, I think, 5 weeks. He was already out of the cast. So it's not as bad as I was hearing. I was hearing like I was going to be in a cast for 6 weeks or something like that. I mean, 6 months. So I don't know if I can do that.
Well, it's just you got to do your rehab. That's so important.
Yeah, but I'm going to try to wait till probably March, into March or something, get it done. I'm going to try to go ahead and get a shot full of cortisone again to get me through the winter because I can't miss this winter, Mickey. It's going to be good.
I know, man.
It's going to be good, man. God, the way this things are setting up
right now. You may want to stay off that surfboard for a while, man.
Well, this is my deal with a surfboard. So it hurts so bad to surf, but if I don't surf, all those muscles and tendons they're getting weak, and I don't want to have that during that surgery. So I'm trying to strengthen them up, you know, so I have this muscles and tendons real strong around the joint. But and you know, if you surfed all your life and stop, man, you just crater. It's incredible how much your body goes down. You're used to that exercise.
It does.
So
I'm in a lot of our pain. Age, it falls off quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's you know, I'm out there paddling around in circles, but anyway, it's all good.
One-legged duck.
It was funny, you know. So, you know, it's really hard.
Hey, you
with
need
the
a rudder on that surfboard, man.
I need something, man. God almighty. And the whole thing
crazy.
Is pushing yourself up. You know, like when the waves are kind of small and flat, it takes a lot of pressure to push yourself up on your board because the board's not falling. But if you get a good steep wave and let the board fall underneath you, it's much easier to get up.
Yeah.
But we don't have a lot of those kind of ways. So, you know, I spend a lot of time trying to push myself up. But it's all good, Mickey. There's a lot worse out there.
Well, it
so.
Could be worse. You could live in Galveston, right. Be a Galveston ripple rider is what we used to call it.
Oh, yeah. There's,
let's go ride some ripples.
Surfers. Yeah, I heard that ripple rider stuff. You know, one of the things I saw, I always heard about was those, you guys riding those tankers, those ships out there.
Yeah.
And I finally saw a video of a guy
that
doing
was a
that.
Deal when my dad had let me use his boat, but he didn't like us going out there doing that, man. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's – did you just park the boat kind of right in front
no,
of the
you,
way?
What you do,
work?
you take at least two or three, you know, yourself and a couple other guys, and you take turns driving the boat. One guy stays with a boat, and then you drop two guys off when you see a ship coming down the channel, and you know where, what marker the best breaks at. And I don't know, when it gets about a quarter mile from you, you get them in the water. They paddle and get in their position situated, and then here comes the wake. And, buddy, it's a perfect break, left or right, right or left, whichever one way you want to take it. You just get to the shallow spot where the best break is, and then you take off and follow it out deep. And then the boat driver keeps his nose into the wakes where he doesn't sink the boat or flip it over, you know. And
so one guy's still in the boat. One guy stays in the boat.
One guy stays in the boat, and then you go pick your two buddies up and then take turns. You know, you just rotate. And
where does the wave end up? I mean, where do you kick out? I mean, does it go right into the bank somewhere?
Well, it goes way out into the bay, you know. If you're doing a left or right, it'll go way out in the bay. And then if you're doing a left or right, then you'll end up over by the channel where it peters out, where it gets deeper. You know, it finally quits curling and breaking.
Golly, that's crazy.
And back then, they didn't, you know, the speed limit wasn't real crucial. And some of those tankers loaded down, they were throwing out some walls, buddy.
Oh, big man. Time. God, that's good stuff right there. I've seen that and heard about it.
Yeah, let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, bud. All right. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 620 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff, we're back, man.
All right, man. Hey, by the way, have you tried out your new Southerly waders? Have you been out at them?
Yes, they're very nice. Very nice.
They're very nice and comfortable, aren't they? I was
very
impressed.
Very nice, and mine are a little snug, but I've made it a goal to lose about 10 pounds, so I'll be able to get my wading boxes inside of them.
Yeah, what you need to do to start waiting. That's what happens. So, you know, it's funny because normally in the end of the summer, I'm in pretty good shape because I've surfed all summer. But this year, I'm kind of lagging, so I'm going to take wait to get back in the water. So I've been taking these hour walks every day trying to get ready for wading. So, but just funny how when you get in that mud.
I'd love to be able to do that and make those walks, but that's why I had to quit playing golf, man. It's just my knee would swell up so bad, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may have to get that thing replaced.
No, I ain't doing that. I ain't going to do it. That's
it's not.
I ain't letting them cut my leg off.
I'm going to cut your leg off, man. My dad had both his done in 80.
Like what Tom Berenger said in Platoon, take the pain. In other words, quit screaming. You got shrapnel and hot shrapnel in your gut. Quit screaming.
Yeah. God almighty. You know, my dad had both his done at 80 at the same time, and he was out of there in 3 or 4 weeks. He was out without a cane. It was just amazing. Of course, he's pretty incredible, but it comes to a point where you can't take the pain. Kind of like my shoulder.
It depends on the person. You know, some people, it's a walk in the park, and others, it's 6 months of misery.
6 months of misery.
Oh, yeah. I know some guys.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they're still not right.
Golly, you know. And that's why I'm looking to the surgeon, and my wife's getting ready to get her hip done, get it replaced. So it's funny how I'm researching, you know, all the surgeons and the guys in Houston and San Antonio, the guys in San Antonio that do the Spurs, all the basketball players, they do a lot of shoulders, you know. Then the guy in Houston does nothing but shoulders. And down here you got a lot of these surgeons that do shoulders, hips, they do a lot of different things. Almost somebody does nothing but shoulders, you know. That's kind of what I'm looking for. But anyway, I know we'll get her done eventually. It's all part of it. I'm just looking
forward to
getting
for a trout fishing guide. You never know what you're
going to
get.
You never know what you're going to get. And boy, there's a bunch of them.
Boy, there he is.
You know, it's so funny because you said that, man. I look at all these Bubbas right now with these giant pickup trucks, you know, these $1,500 payments on the truck and $2,000 on their boat. And they run real good in the summer, but in the winter, they better save all that money up because none of them are fishing without bait. If the bait goes away, the guides go away. Isn't that funny? Yeah, they think they got to have that bait to go fishing. It's just unbelievable. I just love it, though. You know, they'll cancel trips. They can't get shrimp. They'll just cancel their trip.
Oh,
instead of
crazy.
Instead of put a plastic under a Mansfield Mauler or something,
well,
going about
just,
your day.
Hey, just, you know, use Gulp or something under a cork.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to have live bait to catch fish.
Oh, my God. I remember when Bob Houston made that Mansfield Mauler. Yeah, that Mansfield Mauler was smoking hot when it came out. Still is. You know, and I think it'll fish right there with a live shrimp under a cork.
Sure it will.
You know, once they hear that noise and get up there and see it, they're going to eat it anyway, you know?
Yeah, and plus the scent that it puts out. And, hey, they jump all over it like a chicken on a gene bug.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But, you know, and I look back at all the – by this time – normally we have a bunch of fish migrating to the front of the bay, following the shrimp out. We still have tons of little fish back in back of, you know, all Alizon, all that stuff, just tons of pencils still back in there.
Right.
You know, all the land, everything's just full of small fish. They have not really moved to the front or anything that made that major move. And it's usually by November, so it's probably going to be December or so. But the way they're looking at this winter, the way they're talking, it's going to be a very warm winter, Mickey, the way I'm understanding.
Well, that's, you know, the earlier predictions earlier in the year, back in the summer when I was looking at it, they were calling for a warm, dry winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that's not good for our fishing. Golly. Man, and how's the duck hunting going, Mickey? I'm not seeing hardly any ducks here, just a very
spotty.
Few.
It just depends on where you – well, one blind can limit out by 7:30 one morning, and the next day – they'll hunt till 10, 11 o'clock and get a dozen birds. You know, it's just, it's real sporadic.
Yeah. Last weekend I was listening to Bing. Boy, he had his limit almost before you got him on the air.
This morning I hope he hadn't limited out by the time I get to him.
Yeah, that was crazy. He said, I got, what, 20-something birds in the blind? I'm going, man, you've done some shooting the last 30 minutes, buddy. God almighty.
He finished up while we were on the air. You know, it just... And I think that's the way it's been for him. I'll find out more, you know, when I talk to him this morning. But
yeah, that's crazy, man. And so the duck season, the duck season really, our second season is better than the first. Normally, you know, that second wave, that split, after that is pretty good.
Well, I tell you, that one spring I came down there early.
Remember that? All those ducks? Yeah.
I mean, from the marina all the way down, we ran all the way down, and I've never seen that many diver ducks in all my life.
Yeah,
redheads and bluebills, and then all the pintails, gadwall, everything. I'm going, look at the ducks.
Yeah. You know, there's one thing I wish that I would have done 20 years ago is I wish I would have videoed the Upper Laguna Madre this time of year with the millions of ducks. It was so loud when those ducks got off the water, you could hear it inside your house.
Yeah, it's
just a roar, And Mike Covington ran the only duck service here. He's out of Billings, and he had two or three airboats, and duck hunt was $35 a day. And he would run you out there. And when he started those airboats out and would run across the flats, those ducks would get up. They'd almost drown out the airboat. You know, that's a lot of ducks.
$35 a day. That's what a box of shells is now.
Oh, I know. And they'd run them over there, and they'd shoot their, whatever, 20 redheads and pintails. I don't know what the limit was back then. They'd come back to Billings and unload them and get another bunch, you know. But the funniest thing I saw about 2 years ago when they did that split in the season, I'm over at Billings, and I'm hanging out there at the marina. They're bringing a bunch of fish, my friends. And I look out there, and it's during the split. And here these guys are launching their boat with their dogs and their decoys and everything, and nobody says nothing. You know, the season's closed. And I said, well, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what they're doing. They go out there and set their ducks up. The game warden comes and goes, are those guys hunting? And I said, everybody goes, yeah, I guess so. He says, well, I really can't arrest them until they shoot. About that time, about 20 redheads come over, and they drop about five of them. And so the game warden goes, well, I got to go back and get my boat. So he goes and gets his boat. And those poor guys, they pull up there, and one of the guys says, well, I was wondering why there's nobody hunting today. It was pretty good. But they were hunting the split. You know, that's not a good thing.
I remember one winter I used to fish a lot in the back of East Bay in the winter. And I came out of Oyster Bayou, and they're at the wildlife refuge, and it's closed. It's in the split, and I'm coming out of there, and I look over, and there's duck hunters sitting on the shoreline there. They're not even supposed to be hunting there. It's closed there to hunt, but it was closed season two. Decoys out, everything. I said, this is crazy. Are those guys from Minnesota or something? What is the deal?
Oh, God. Man, it's like time when the Federals did that sting down here. They had all those Federal warders come down and hunt with Doug and all that stuff. You know, remember all that?
Right.
The duck sting, they call it. Well, those Feds go out with me. And so Billy Sheik and I had this little duck.
He dropped. I wondered if that was going to happen. Corpus Christi, gotta love it. Call him back, Jace, and we'll finish it up. Unreal. Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I came out of the refuge that day, and those guys during the split, and they're set up right on the bank there on the bay. Got them some brush, and they're brushed up, got decoys out and hunting. I'm going, this is crazy. I wonder if they got caught. Surely they did. That's nuts. But we'll see if we can get Cliff back and finish up our conversation. And all right, Cliff, we're back.
I don't know where I lost
you. Knew it was going to happen.
Oh, it just has to. You know, it's crazy. But, yeah, I don't know the story when I took the Feds out. You know, we had that duck sting, and the Feds went out with me, and it was a bluebird day. We never saw a duck. So, and then the next day, they pulled the plug. Oh, I'm telling you, buddy, the next day they pulled the plug and arrested everybody, you know. So I don't think I'd have done anything wrong, but, man,
oh, they
I'm
did that deal that. Down here, too. You know, Daryl and I were talking about that a couple of weeks ago, and I guess I didn't do anything wrong because they didn't bust me. But
they went out with me, you know. Yeah, we all took them hunting, and thank God it was a bluebird day. We never saw a duck. You know, I told them about 9 o'clock. I says, you know, there's no charge here, boys. We're going in. And I says, there's not. And it was like 90 degrees, gnats in the blind, and it was dead calm. There's just no ducks, you know.
Right.
Anyway, but that was some kind of deal, wasn't it?
It was. U.S. Marshals pretending to be duck hunters.
And Doug says, the sad thing is none of them could shoot. You know, I guess it's kind of a good thing because the more they shot, the more the money would cost Doug. But anyway, but I remember all the people got busted in that. Everybody got hammered. Man,
I know.
It's crazy. That was unbelievable.
Like the old timers always says, getting where a man can't hunt or fish anymore.
Oh, God. Oh, money, man.
Restrictions, laws.
Yes, man. Yes, yes. But, you know, some of that's good, some of it's bad. You know, the duck thing, though, is, you know, they're talking about the duck's habitat's going away. So I don't really understand what's going on with the duck habitat, where they end up. So I guess. But it's kind of like you said, they go to Mexico.
A lot of these
shoot
birds getting short-stopped north of us, man. They got all those DU projects and, you know, they get grants for, and they're short-stopping a lot of these ducks. They don't even want to come to the coast unless they're just – you got to have a big weather event to shove them down here now.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, because normally we have a lot of ducks, and every year it seems like we have less and less ducks. So they're not – it's not the numbers are down. It's just they're stopping above us.
Well, the numbers are down somewhat. Yeah, they really are. But right. Not enough to – you know, it still should be good. But we just need real hard, extreme cold weather to shove them to the coast. You know, you get a big weather event, watch how many birds end up here, you know.
Yeah, it'll probably be a week after the season close.
But, yeah, and we don't want that because we don't want to lose any more fish. We've had enough of that.
No. Oh, I just, well, I don't know. It's that's crazy. We're just now back to the – that's why I'm thinking this winter. I mean, there's catch, we've already caught so many big fish, Mickey, at this time. And, you know, as soon as these little fish get out of here and these mullet bunch up and these fish get in the mud, it's going to be Katie bar the door. And the thing is, we have so many great anglers down here, so many studs with – you know, in the water, it's you really see what's there now. In the old days, there's two or three of us out there. How many can two or three guys catch, you know, big trout? Yeah. Now you got dozens and dozens of heavy hitters out there. And so I'm kind of seeing the whole deal. What's at Mansfield? What's at Alizon? What's in Bath? And, you got these guys, you know, stroking it down there. So
right.
It's crazy.
All right, bud. Well, I'm going to run. I got to do a break and then go to Live from the Bland with old Binkster. But if somebody wants to talk to you about coming down and fishing, Cliff, give them a number, man.
All right, Mickey. I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Appreciate having me on, Mickey. Thanks, man.
Hey, always a pleasure, Cliff. You have a good one. I'll talk to you next week, bud.
All right, buddy. All right.
Later. All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop. Whether you're after grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, or just want to have all your wild game processing needs done, nobody beats the Belleville Meat Market. Their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue, they serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage. And right now they're taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys. Order ahead to reserve your holiday bird. 11 to 13-pound average weight. It makes a meal for 8 to 10 people. Check out their homemade stuffed pork tenderloins, like their jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese, and check out their La Boucherie stuffed chickens. Those are really good, too. And their wild game processing, can't say enough about it. Excellent quality, excellent packaging, great service, three-lane drop-off system. It makes your visit there a lot more convenient, and your pickup, too. And check out their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and the dry sticks. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 637 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go to Live from the Bland with Captain Bink Grimes this morning, see what's up. Good morning, Bink. How's it going?
Good morning. Good morning. Y'all better hurry up. I ain't got many left to shoot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It was fast and furious. And
Cliff and I were just talking about that. Said, man, hope he hadn't got his limit yet so we can hear a few get shot anyway.
We're real, real close.
Awesome.
Real
close. That's good.
Yeah, a bunch of green wings today.
Oh, good. Good, succulent little ducks. Man, they're good eating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And we lost Mink. Oh, goodness. Well, modern technology. Try him again, Jace. See if we can get a shot in or two. This is crazy. It happened. What's going on down south of us? Man. Cell phone signals. Here today, gone tomorrow. We don't have that problem up here. Not usually. You know, that's why you hadn't heard me talk much to Blaine this year. You know, as far as quail, deer, and reports from down there in deep South Texas, they've had all kinds of issues with cell technology. It's pretty crazy. Matter of fact, that's the way it is. But anyway, we'll see if we can get Bink back up and see what happens. I guess we're good. I don't hear anything in my headphones. Okay, keep trying. Now, Jace just told me that his phone keeps going to straight to voicemail. Now Bink's texting me, and I'm texting him back. We are calling. He said, call me back, but we are going straight to voicemail. So anyway, yeah, getting back to what Cliff and I were talking about, you know, and all the, you know, the ducks hitting the coast like they are, it just, I know it's changed a lot due to a lot of our ducks are short-stopped north of us up there, but when we do get these blistering northers where it freezes over all the water and all the ponds up north, those ducks, you know, come to the coast. We saw that in freeze events in 83 and 89 where, well, it just, the ducks had blackened the sky. All right, Bink, let's try that again.
Sorry. Yeah,
that's all right.
You try to, yeah, we're shooting mostly green wings because just what the doctor ordered without any winds. They're really friendly this morning.
Well, that's good.
Really, really friendly. Yeah, yeah. They flew about 10 minutes early.
Did they?
Oh, man. Just, you know, you hate that because, you know, you're going to guess 10 minutes less. They're going to fly after shooting time. So.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of shut it down, but they're going to trickle to us. The big flight this morning, just the little bombard that you get came through, and then they'll start picking up and trickling to us here in a little while.
Yeah, I never understood why they have shooting time. If it's light enough to see them, you ought to be able to shoot them, you know?
Yeah, no, we could have this morning. It was just one of those mornings in the marsh where everything's loud, you know, it's bright, it's loud.
Mm-hmm.
You got guys that are hunting a mile behind you, and they sound like you're in the back pocket, you know? It's just one of those days when there's no clouds in the sky to kind of absorb that gun blast, you know, so it's
right.
Everything, you know, hard to decoy birds because people shooting 2 and 3 miles away, you know, or the percussion from it, you know, just one of those days. That's why you got 74 of them. They're all different.
Right.
They're all different.
Yeah, when somebody's a half mile from you and they volley and it flares your birds, mm-hmm. It just, oh man, that's aggravating. What do you do about it?
Yeah, try to set all the odds in your favor, but then you're still, you know, I'm not going to complain. It's been good. Can't place your order at McDonald's like we always talk about, can you?
No, you right can't now. Do that. Let's kill a duck.
They passed us.
They did. Fly
yeah,
by
we had the last 36 hours, they're, man, we had a little influx of green wings, which I love. Shoot,
yeah.
They just showed up, man. They just showed up, and that's a good thing, man, because it's really hard to – we've got some big ducks, too, but it's hard to hunt them on days like today. It's just
– Oh, yeah,
hard.
Dead calm,
you know,
clear sky, sure. Was that your guys?
Yeah, but they're about a mile away. That's what I'm talking about.
Man, that sounded like they were in the blind with you.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Then I got the refuge to the west of me, everybody here too. Just one of them days.
It is calm. Good Lord. Yeah. I thought it was your guys going off in the blind with you.
Yeah. No, They're my guys, but they're a mile away. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Be throwing a
How's your week been overall?
Good. I hadn't hunted a whole bunch. I've kind of let it build.
Let it rest.
We just don't have the numbers to pressure it. So I've been fishing all week and letting it rest and letting it build, and then we'll hunt three groups today and yesterday and today. You know, so it's just the way it is right now. You got to be gentle with them. Got to be real gentle with them.
I can hear that volley in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that was pretty far off.
We fished and I guess waited Thursday through topwater Thursday, and it was all you wanted. About 8:30, and then that moon got underneath us and got past us, and it was a little tough. But shoot, it was all you wanted for 2 hours. It's perfect. You know, the major was like 6:30 to 8:30 that morning. And they were eating topwaters. Gotta hate that.
Don't you hate that?
I hate it. I don't know why we do it.
I know.
Marsh hunters on the east side are found a few more birds too, kind of like what we did.
Oyster Bio has been putting up some pretty good picks this week. You know, they've had some good shoots.
They have.
Considering the darn weather, you know.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We were gonna hunt this group tomorrow, and instead, you know, I said, hey, let's shoot the marsh today, and let's fish tomorrow, because it's gonna be like this, you know, and you're gonna, because we're gonna blow this, you know, it's loud, and it's gonna take time to heal, you know, and so we're gonna fish tomorrow. Tommy and all of them, we're gonna meet them and fish in the morning, five boats, I think, and yeah. That's the best plan, I think.
Probably.
Another day. Yeah, yeah. You gotta just kind of, when you're not at full strength, you got to play off of it, go in and make halftime adjustments. Try to maximize opportunities. But
that's what we always did Thanksgiving. The weather was bad, we'd go duck hunting. If the weather was good, we'd go fishing.
That's right. Exactly right. And
I don't know, 18, 19 years old, I caught my busted 9 pounds for my first time, and that was on Thanksgiving morning in the fog.
I was just going to say that. I picked up, back when I was running Pathfinders back in the early 2000s, I picked my boat up the day before Thanksgiving. They called, said, hey, your boat's in, come get it over at, two right here, boys, two right here. A little high. And picked it up that Wednesday, and didn't, my first hour I put on it was riding in the fog, and oh man, you're talking about birds worked in East Bay right before Thanksgiving. And that was back when you were catching 3 and 5 pounders underneath birds on top waters in East Bay, back in the good old days, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Before you ever, never threw a worm underneath the birds back then.
No, we threw
Didn't know what
lures.
A worm was.
Yeah, we threw
no mirror lures.
Well, when there was no limit, we'd throw double rigged, shrimp tails.
Yeah.
Use your heaviest rod and heaviest line. That way you could flip two in at the same time and then have to mess with them.
Then you got a rodeo when you got a trout on the front hook and a red on the back hook, or you got two reds on. You just go, oh, gee, well, you got me today. But yeah, that's fun. That's fun. Our birds, you know, the water temperature's rising, getting back up into the 70s. So our bird action went off for a little while. I think Charlie got them pretty good on Monday or Tuesday underneath. Good fish, and then it underneath the birds, and then it kind of went stale for that. But I mean, still, you know, catch fish over the shell, drifting. But
yeah, he said, yeah, you know, way after that, it kind of fizzled out, and then they, you know, wade fishing got better.
Then you get, yeah, you get out of the boat, and that's what, that's, yeah. I mean, because it's there, you know, our wade fishing has just really been pretty dadgum consistent.
Yeah.
Can't complain. Boys, I wish we'd, it was a flurry for 15 minutes. I mean, we're going to get them. We're going to finish up because we ain't got many left, but I mean, it's kind of died off. They'll start trickling here about the time we go off there.
Yo, outdoor,
they did that last
jeans
week on it. It was all you wanted for the first 15 minutes.
It's like the old days. I wanted to kill a good trout run. I just call a sports rider and get him in a boat with you.
Yeah,
day.
Call Brister.
And if you really wanted it to be bad, get a video guy out there, and it'd really kill it.
I tell you what, the funniest story. This was probably, this was 02, 03, back in, before I was writing for the Chronicle. Joe and Pike wanted to shoot some ducks. I was El Campo. I said, man, I got a hole. I said, man, it's full of widgeon, full of gadwall. And we show up the next morning, and it was all you wanted. But I'm telling you, I did not see a gadwall, a widgeon, or a pintail. It was all grinners. I mean, we ended up shooting 24
Smilers.
Grinners. Yes. 20, which I don't care. That's but it was, you know, they didn't get the story that they wanted. Man. The great Spoonie hunt of 2003.
Well, Spoonies are pretty birds. I mean, they're a member of the teal family, and they're
yes, they are.
They're a duck, and they're fun to shoot.
I got a trio.
A guy,
of
that's
them.
All he wanted to shoot was Spoonies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're a puddle duck. They eat good. I've got a taxidermist doing three big old full plumage drakes banking that I'm gonna put in my little.
Oh, that'll be pretty,
room.
Man.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture of it here. I'll be got a trio of them and a trio of canvasbacks that I shot over at Hackney.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. So,
yeah, full plumed Spoonie's a good looking bird. They're beautiful.
And we hadn't seen the. Everybody thinks they're a gimme, but we haven't seen the numbers of Spoonie's in the last two or three years down here like we normally do in this marsh. Just hadn't, and we like them because, you know, they're friendly, but once you get to December and January with them, they usually run in groups of twos and threes. They're pairing up, and
right,
because they're one of the first ones to breed, kind of like a teal, you know,
just like a teal. Well, they're in the teal family,
and they're harder to decoy, man. I mean, you got to really,
they, late in the year, they get like mama ducks, man.
Yes, they do. And it's not anything you do with you. You got to lay off the call with them and just get some, have some wind and let them come. You know, that's just like blue wings at that time. You see blue wings in pairs, and you'll see a pretty drake with a hen. They're already paired up and that breeding plumage, and just stay off the call
that's
with them.
That's why that hen call doesn't work. They already got a mate. They don't need to see.
They got one.
They're not.
They found her, baby.
That's right, man.
They're taking her to the prom. So.
Live and die with her.
Yeah. Teal coming right now. That's not a teal. That's a kingfisher. Got a teal coming right here.
Sure birds.
Get ready to kill this one. Shoot him right now. Kill him right now. Kill him.
Boy, he got us.
Oh, he's going down.
Right now, because he was in our face.
Oh, he was going in our face. He didn't want to decoy.
He pooped on y'all?
Oh, yeah, he was too close.
Yeah.
Come right at us at it like a little bomber and just kept going. Yep. Well, they didn't want to go home yet anyway. It's too pretty of a morning to go home. Three right here behind us. Single right here. No, he didn't do it either.
Didn't want it.
No wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to, when they're coming like that, man, you got to put about a 6 foot lead on them and shoot them, you know, shoot above them when they're just making a beeline for you.
Oh, yeah.
So,
What species of ducks have you seen the most of this year?
Green wings and blue wings. It's still a teal deal, man. It's still the gadwalls aren't here in force
the
yet.
The teal populations are down, they say.
Yeah, you can't know. Yeah, we don't even notice that, you know. And not really, you know. I mean, we don't really notice it. We noticed they just hadn't gotten here yet, but the green wing showed up, and there's pintails on the prairie. I hunted up Mill Camp on Wednesday, and there was quite a few pintails. Not what you want, but more, you know, enough to shoot. But we hadn't, you know, you got to have some wind to shoot them, and we just hadn't had, you know, but we don't have the coots still aren't here, you know, the coots right. aren't in this marsh like they're supposed to be. We like the coots to get here because the ducks really like decoying around coots. They get in there with them. They feel, you know, they feel comfortable, and they're not here yet. They're still not here. All right, and this marsh will load up with gray ducks, and they're not here yet. So we're shooting teal, you know, which is fine.
Right.
Fine with me. I'm glad because we didn't have these green wings last weekend. They just showed up, so it was all blue wings last weekend. But I think what happened with us with that front last week, we lost the blue wings that we had. We had a decent number. We lost them. And I think the green wings showed up about 3 days later. But I haven't seen the number of blue wings this morning like I have the first 2 weekends. So, you know, you try to figure it out, but you can't figure it out. Man, we just go, you know,
we just go.
We just go, like have fishing. A good time. Yeah, just like fishing.
You know,
they call and. You know what's it going to be like a month from now, man? I don't know. We're just going to go.
You're right.
We're just going to go.
All
right,
man. What's
the moon going to do? I don't know.
Well, I'm going to bail out of here so you can finish your limit and get back and have some biscuits and gravy, man. Somebody wants to call you, Bink. Give them some info.
MatagorderSunriseLodge.com 979-241-1705. Y'all have a good Saturday.
Buddy.
We might talk to you tomorrow.
We'll do her. I'll love.
Okay.
I'll text you and let you know what time tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Later, man. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.